The Palm Sunday Pageant, written and performed by Reverend Dr. Mark Dirksen, March 24, 2024, at Dauphin First Baptist Church.
So the spring was unusually warm, and somehow that seemed to add to the speed of the calendar, as Pastor Dave was somehow surprised that Lent and Easter were already upon him. Strange, Dave thought to himself one Monday morning in his study. Easter comes every year, so why am I so surprised by it this time? He gave thanks that he hadn't missed it altogether, and then he went about planning the events for this year's Lent and Easter services. Now, churches have rules, you know, written and unwritten. Pastor Dave was in the midst of some conversations about governance with his leadership, and they were trying to whittle down the Constitution as well as the 137 pages of the handbook. So Dave knew the written rules, and he tried hard to keep them. But there were also unwritten rules, some that Pastor Dave learned when he took over from a different pastor, and unfortunately, he had to learn those rules by mistake. No one was ever going to tell him what the unwritten rules were, perhaps to save face. In any event, Pastor Dave learned one Sunday that you should never park in the stall where the chair of elders parked. She had been parking in that same spot, the best spot in the parking lot, for the last 10 years or so. And one day, one Sunday, Pastor Dave was late because of his kids, and he thought surely the chair of elders would understand his plight, and he pulled into her spot. It just so happened to be the coldest, most blustery Sunday of the year, but that hadn't occurred to him. In fact, he hadn't thought any more of it till she came in the doors of the sanctuary, and you could see the steam following her, like the heat waves you see crossing Highway 5 when you're headed to Neepawa in July. That wasn't a good Sunday, but he never forgot that unwritten rule after that, no matter how late he was. Now, Pastor Dave wasn't beneath having a few unwritten rules himself, a few of which he shared with the staff around the church, and since it was around Easter time, it was time to consider the rules for the Palm Sunday pageant that the church held every year. There were plenty of roles for this particular pageant, the same ones every year, and the cast consisted mainly of children, with a few roles for adults. Pastor Dave had been Jesus at the pageant since the time he had come to the church, and he relished the part. He especially relished the few speaking lines he was given each year and practiced them often for just the right effect. Go into that village over there. As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, "What are you doing?" just say, "The Lord needs it and will return it soon." Now, Pastor Dave had never really come out and said this, but in some ways he fashioned himself just a little bit of an actor. He had just recently watched The King's Speech and really enjoyed the movie, but had especially resonated with Jeffrey Rush's character, Lionel Logue. He didn't resonate with him because of his influence on the king or of his his hobnobbing with society's elite, but because Lionel Logue, too, had fashioned himself a bit of an actor. And so, with fondness, Pastor Dave recalled his own amateur acting career. There had been that starring role in the junior high campaign, but he couldn't remember the name of that play, nor his character for that matter. Then there was that role in senior high where he played Jills Ralston in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. And there was that role in college where he played Aslan the Lion before Narnia was even popular, and where he had to wear hockey pants under his costume to make him look like a huskier lion as opposed to an emancipated one. So he reasoned that none of his congregation had that sort of acting pedigree, and thus gave himself the role of Jesus every year during the Palm Sunday pageant. The rest of the roles were up for grabs, except that there was one in particular part that was assigned, and that was assigned by dubious distinction. The donkey costume had to be filled by two students every year, and it had become an unwritten rule at his church that the staff would pick out the kids for the donkey costume, and the kid who had behaved the worst over the last year would, of course, be given the back end of the donkey. It wasn't a very charitable unwritten rule, but he was surprised by how much satisfaction he and the staff got when the appropriate child played the part most enthusiastically, not knowing the secretive stigma assigned to it by Pastor Dave and his staff. Now, one of the staff at the church worked mainly with the kids, and her name was Valerie. Valerie was a diligent worker, seemed to be on top of things all the time, and genuinely loved the children she worked with. She seemed to have the patience of a saint and had a knack for getting the kids to participate in various things annually, including a Christmas pageant and the Palm Sunday pageant, of course. Most kids in the Sunday school got an early start in acting by playing baby Jesus in the manger the first December of their lives, right? And they would continue to play in roles after that. Pastor Dave and Valerie had worked together for quite a while, and so when Pastor Dave had introduced this idea of this unwritten rule regarding the donkey a few years ago, Valerie jumped on board immediately. Valerie wasn't normally excitable, but she embraced this idea with vigor, and by the time they met again to discuss the characters, Valerie had done some thinking about the matter, and in fact had a list of 10 names that could fulfill the designated roles. "Two per year is all we need, Valerie," Pastor Dave said, and with that he sent her back to her study to whittle down the list of potential candidates. This year, Valerie came to Pastor with the assigned 2 names. She had been displaying considerably more self-restraint lately, and Dave was taking notice, but she still wasn't sure about who should be the front and who should be the back. Pastor Dave asked, "Well, which 2 names do you have?" "Billy and Jennifer." Valerie replied, "Excellent choices," Pastor Dave said. "And if I may, could I suggest that Jennifer play the rear end of the donkey this year?" "Sure," Valerie replied, and that was how things were going to be for the Palm Sunday pageant in 2024. Now, unbeknownst to Valerie, Pastor Dave had a reason for choosing Jennifer to play the rear end of the donkey. Jennifer wasn't an easy kid. She had been in a few different foster homes, and now she was about 10, and likable enough, but still troubled and mischievous. Her home of origin was complicated and sad, frankly, and so she had bounced around from foster home to foster home even in her short life. And as it turned out, she had spent some time in rural areas on some farms and kind of developed an interest of sorts in toy farm implements. And so when she first came to the church and she saw Pastor Dave's collection of John Deere miniatures on the shelf in his study, well, let's just say they hit it off famously. But then one Monday morning, Pastor Dave walked into his study to find that his miniature 1969 John Deere combine with corn header had gone missing. He wasn't all that concerned because that wasn't his favorite part of his collection. But then the next week, his favorite, a replica of the 1969 4020 John Deere diesel tractor, had gone missing. Now, things were serious, and Pastor Dave decided to set a trap for what he assumed were the young perpetrators. Pastor Dave had figured that there must be a narrow window of opportunity for the collectibles to go missing, and he figured it must be around the after-service coffee time, about the time that the children were dismissed from Sunday school and were sent down to find their parents. Pastor Dave had no formal duties at that point in time, and so he decided to keep watch over his collection by way of a second window into his study. That way he could see who came in and came out of his study and see if anyone was actually taking anything on purpose even. And so the next Sunday, Pastor Dave set his plan in motion. At about 10 minutes to 12, he perched himself outside his study window, which was around the corner from his office door, and then he made sure that his door was wide open. The children were dismissed, and at first a few filed past his study to go to the bathroom, and then most of them went downstairs. It seemed as though not many students were left at all, and Pastor Dave was about to give up his surveillance when he saw her. Here she had deliberately waited till most of the children were downstairs, and when they were, she went to the study to check out the collection yet again, it seems. This week, as Pastor Dave watched in horror, Jennifer quietly slipped into his study, checked to make sure that nobody was coming, and then proceeded to snatch his 1-to-64 ratio vintage 1970-7020 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor and cultivator and stuffed them into her pocket and slipped away into the hallway. Pastor Dave, recovering from the initial shock, quickly followed her down the hallway, and about halfway down the hall, he caught up to Jennifer and tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Jennifer, Could you please give my tractor back to me? Pastor Dave was expecting a sheepish admission and an immediate return of the tractor. What he got, however, was a defiant Jennifer who turned around, kicked him in the shins, swore at him, and then ran off. Well, in order to short-circuit the whole thing, Pastor Dave decided to start with an easy solution. So he decided he wouldn't tell the foster parents about the incident, and he decided to let Jennifer keep the tractor. He would also lock the door to his study from there on in. But at the very same time, he knew exactly who would play the part of the donkey's rear end when the Palm Sunday pageant came up again later that year. This decision had never been more clear to Pastor Dave, and never before had this conclusion come to him so early in the year. Pastor Dave's confidence in the matter was about to change, however, and about a month after this incident, Pastor Dave got news that his nephew Luke was involved in a pretty serious car crash. Pastor Dave really liked Luke, and it turned out that Luke was hurt quite badly in the crash. He had broken some ribs and a broken leg, and thankfully he would heal up, but it was going to take some time. Pastor had been genuinely concerned about Luke's well-being, and the crash really shook him up a bit. It wasn't easy going to the hospital to visit someone so young and so full of life, somebody so close to you, somebody who was athletic and usually upbeat, who now looks so limited and somewhat melancholy. Pastor Dave was used to the hospitals and funerals and such, but not so much seeing a young person from his own family in the hospital. He hadn't told anyone in the congregation for whatever reason. Maybe he didn't feel like he could. And so he sensed that he had to sort this out for himself privately, for his own spiritual and emotional health. A couple of days or a couple of Sundays after the accident, Pastor Dave was still feeling the heaviness of his nephew's accident. He wasn't around at the usual coffee time after the service. He usually enjoyed that coffee time, making the rounds with people, seeing how they were doing, but this day he felt he needed to retreat to his study to be alone, and maybe just to pray. And so, interestingly enough, as Dave was sitting in his study, he noticed someone by his door, and it was about, again, 10 minutes to 12. The door was shut, and then he noticed that someone was sliding something under the door. Great, Pastor Dave thought to himself. Someone's giving me notice that the sermon didn't make sense, and was asking why I haven't visited her Aunt Susie in a while. But to his surprise, he picked up the note, and he saw very quickly that his note was the work of a child. It was handmade, and the outside had a nature landscape on it, and with the sun and with some flowers, those sorts of things. Pastor Dave quickly turned to the inside, where he found some handwritten sentiments. I hope your nephew Luke is okay, and I hope you are too. XOXOXO, Jennifer. Now, Pastor Dave had always been a bit of a problem, had a bit of a problem with sentimentalism. That is, he would get verklempt and choked up at the slightest thing and struggled to keep his composure. He was often embarrassed at his reaction to sappy chick flicks, and he wasn't proud of his weepy reaction to the recently aired Ronald McDonald House commercials that were appearing while watching Hockey Night in Canada. And so it was that when he read the note, he immediately began to weep in his study, and he just couldn't help but think that maybe, just maybe, he had misread Jennifer the whole time that she had been with the congregation. Well, for once, Pastor Dave knew exactly what to do. And at the next staff meeting on Tuesday, Pastor Dave spoke once again to Valerie about this person who was going to play the rear end of the donkey and about who would play Jesus. Valerie, Pastor Dave said, I've had an epiphany. I have not been gracious to Jennifer. And so I would like to strongly recommend that we switch roles at this year's Palm Sunday pageant. I would like to be the donkey's rear end, and I would like Jennifer to be Jesus. Please make it so. After Pastor Dave explained the whole thing, Valerie agreed, and the changes to the Palm Sunday pageant were made that very morning. At that Palm Sunday pageant of 2024, Jennifer made her debut as Jesus, and she did a remarkable job. Pastor Dave made his debut as the donkey's rear end. The people of the congregation later remarked that the donkey's rear end was bigger than in years past. And Pastor Dave couldn't agree more. He also made a pledge to himself that this would be his role every year from there on in, and every Palm Sunday from there on in. As Pastor Dave was putting on the donkey suit, he remembered Jennifer and her gracious and merciful response to him. And that always served to remind him of a greater grace and mercy, the ones that Jesus embodied as he approached the events of his final week, not to mention his humility. Amen.